Welcome to Birch Lane, where you can find a fresh take on classic furniture and decor. Every piece is handpicked and crafted to last for years to come. At Birch Lane, you can explore everything from outdoor sets to living room furniture and everything in between. And get fast, free shipping. It's classic style for joyful living. Shop now at birchlane.com.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
But unfortunately, for now, we're going to have to talk about this.
I'm Peppa Pig.
I am raging.
I thought we were giving this whole thing a wide berth.
I love the way it died.
Oh, it died.
It's so crap. Listen.
God, that's terrifying.
I wish this story would die.
What is this story?
It's only been born. So if you haven't heard of this, I'm jealous of you. Peppa Pig's mom, Mummy Pig, announced her pregnancy a few months ago. She's quickly given birth. It was all over the news yesterday.
Should we do a collective Peppa Pig in congratulation?
No, we won't do that.
Peppa Pig.
No. I know I meant to say yes to what you're offering out, but that's going to be a hard no this morning, Dave. So, yeah, it was announced yesterday on Good Morning Britain, in case you missed it.
Daddy Pig has just shared these pictures of Peppa's brand new baby sister, Evie, named after Mummy Pig's Aunt Evie. She was born at 5:34 a.m. this morning.
This is the biggest load of crap I've ever heard in my entire life.
This is
furious.
Sorry.
I'm furious.
This is crazy. Can we all get a collective Peppa Pig?
No, we can't. Imagine being an adult man, like, established in your career, doing well for yourself, and you have to say the words Daddy Pig.
He got to break the news.
I'm so sad for him. He's the same guy we played the clip at the time. He's the same guy who had to announce that she was pregnant in the first place.
Richard Arnold.
Had to.
Say he went home and was like, darling, I need to think about my life choices.
What do they have on him?
He had a full-on interview with Mammy Pig, you know, on Good Morning Britain. It is the most stupid story I've ever seen. I have no idea what it's getting so much airtime. I judged our newsreader, Emily, for including it in her bulletin yesterday at 9 o'clock. She said, and breaking news this morning. I said, Emily.
Sorry, lads. Yeah. Now, but when one of your friends has a baby, all you do is talk about it.
Yeah.
Why is this? Why are you so against Mummy Pig having a baby?
None of my friends are a cartoon pig.
Is it not still good to know that Mummy Pig and Daddy Pig still have love there?
No.
It's
not good to know, Dave. Indeed.
Still some friction in the house, you know what I mean? Still a little wood fire burning.
Yeah, no, I'm delighted about that, to be fair. Why is it getting so much airtime? That's what I'm here to investigate. There's a Hello magazine spread. Interview with Mummy Pig and Daddy Pig. All different pictures in the house. Like Daddy Pig talking about how many hours they were in labour. Daddy Pig talking about how they got there. You can't always trust a sat-nav in an emergency. I saw another article from the Irish Independent. Hang
shame
your heads
on you.
In shame.
It's about time they started reporting on real news.
Mummy Pig gave birth in the same ward as Kate Middleton.
I am sorry. Now, I am fuming. It actually riles me up more than it should. I'm getting really, 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 really irate.
Yeah, the person outside with the bell.
Mummy Pig having to come out and get ready, like whether she's still, like, you know, in bits from a C-section or not. The exclusive maternity ward at St. Mary's Hospital in Paddington is where Kate Middleton gave birth to all three of her children, with prices starting at £5,900 a night and escalating to £7,500 for a deluxe package. Okay, who paid for that for Mummy Pig? Was that the UK taxpayer? Because I would
be
rioting in the street. Okay, so I have some conspiracies.
There's got to be something.
Why is this getting so much airtime? I'm going to start with the basic and lead on to the slightly weird. First up, if anyone was looking at... Okay, so if you just zoom in on baby Evie's baby grow, it's branded with Good Morning Britain in a lot of the pictures. What's going on at Good Morning Britain? What are they trying to hide? Well, I gave them a little bit of a Google this morning. There were also headlines about budget cuts, roster cuts, and air quotes, crisis at ITV as Good Morning Britain is facing the biggest overhaul in its 11-year history as bosses try to cut costs. They're like, quick, Peppa's ma, you're delivering the baby now. We need to hide all this stuff. Okay, Richard Arnold, who's had to break that news Peppa's mom was pregnant and that they delivered the baby.
Please call her by her government name.
Mommy Pig.
That's killing her inside.
Richard Arnold likes to eat raw sausages in the ITV bathrooms, and Mummy Pig caught him and said, you are going to run this story for me and you are going to deliver the news every day.
That makes kind of sense.
Yeah, I think so. Mummy Pig knows where Lorraine's really been on her day. Lorraine is in the Illuminati with Beyonce and the rest of them.
She's got her
fingers on the nuclear weapons. The Pig family are going to be launched as the newest members of the UK's Conservative Party.
Okay.
Amidst headlines that the Tories have hit rock bottom after their lowest placing ever in a recent YouGov voting intention poll. Do you know what I mean? I feel like they think that the Pig family is what's going to get them back. Big goose at Christmas vibes off the Pig family, don't you think? Big Tory heads on them, especially that little fecker George. The UK is running out of pork because of global warming and is about to introduce itself as being halal. So that's why they've got these pigs as their spokesperson.
They're
humanising pigs. You can't eat them.
That makes sense.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Finally, this is a news story that was launched by Kris Jenner to deflect from her facelift.
Huge.
I think she knows how to spin a story.
She sure does.
To distract from what's really going on.
I did get a fright when I saw the face.
Whose face is it? Who is she wearing?
Yeah.
Literally.
Oh, can we all get a collective Peppa Pig?
I will physically fight you.
Welcome to Birch Lane, where you can find a fresh take on classic furniture and decor. Every piece is hand-picked and crafted to last for years to come. At Birch Lane, you can explore everything from outdoor sets to living room furniture and everything in between. And get fast, free shipping. It's classic style for joyful living. Shop now at birchlane.com.